questions and seeking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mutual consultation. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وشاورهم في الأمر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and take counsel, mashura, from them in all matters. قال الله تعالى وأمرهم شورى بينهم, and conduct their affairs by mutual consent. And in each words, they consult each other. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالسورة من القرآن يقول إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة ثم ليقول اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاصرفه عني واسرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم ردني به يثو. وقال ويسمي حاجته. رواه البخاري. Jabir radiallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, used to teach us to make istikhara in seeking guidance from Allah or asking Allah for khair in all matters, just as He will teach us a surah of the Holy Quran. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, if any of you intends doing something, he should offer 2 rak'ats of optional salat and then make the following supplication. In dua, O Allah, I seek your guidance through your knowledge and I seek strength through your power. Ask of you your grand favor. Surely you have the power while I have no power. You have the knowledge while I have no knowledge. And you alone have all encompassing knowledge of the unseen. O Allah, if in accordance with your knowledge this matter, and think of the matter that you intend to do istikhara about, this matter will be advantageous to my Islam, my livelihood, and the final destiny of my matters. Or he said, if it will be advantageous to me immediately or later, then design this matter for me, make it easy for me, and then bless me therein. And if in accordance with your knowledge, this matter will be disadvantageous to my Islam, my livelihood, and the final destiny of my matter. Or he said, if it will be a disadvantageous to me immediately or later on, then turn this matter away from me, turn me away from it. Design good for me, wherever it may be, and make me please with it. He said, he shall then name whatever his need is. Bukhari. So this is istikhara. Mashwara is with human. And this is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahibi wahi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who gets wahi, getting from Allah direct. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah is commanding. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Surah Shura. Surah is named Surah Shura. Rasulullah used to take mashura from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So you do mashura with insan, human. So you want your get your son or daughter married. So you ask the different parties. You ask about, say, your daughter. So you ask somebody who knows that's boy, etc., etc. You ask others, you do mashura. What do you think? And that's mashura. But then you do to istikhara, you need to ask Allah for khair, for good in it. Now people think, so Rasulullah, what did he teach us here? 2 rakats and the dua. So the biggest thing is the 2 rakats and the dua. But now dua, it has to have some, you have to understand what you're saying. Huh? وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَاقْدِرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ وَإِنْ Oh Allah, if you know this affair, Yani, Allah, this boy that I intend to marry my daughter to, خَيْرٌ لِي, good for me, my daughter, for our family, خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي, اللهم إن كنت أعلم هذا الخير اللي في ديني ومعاشي, for my deen, for my livelihood, and for my final. The last thing is obviously the last, how you die. Huh? Then make it فَقْدِرْهُ لِي, yeah, فَقْدُرْهُ لِي, make it destined for me, وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي, then you make it good for me. And if you know this, that this boy is bad for my daughter, bad for our family, then فَصْرِفْهُ أَنِّي, you move him from me and from us, my daughter, وَصْرِفْنِي أَنْهُ, and move us from him. What a dua. So what you can do is obviously, you understand Arabic, so you should have a photocopy of this, and so after Salah, look at it and then read it in English or whatever language you pray, and then you have this. It's so amazing. And you know, people have this wrong thing, that you're supposed to get a dream. Are you supposed to get a dream? Huh? That's totally wrong. There's nothing about any dream in the hadith. My sheikh used to say this. My sheikh was a mu'abbir. His name was Yusuf too. And if I tell you his ta'abirs, you will freak out and you'll understand. I used to call him Yu Ibn Sirin fi hazas zaman. Ibn Sirin of this time. Ibn Sirin was the greatest mu'abbir in the times of the tabi'een. So I used to call my sheikh that. I used to give him that laqab title. And anybody who knew my sheikh would witness this. Big, even his older brother, my father-in-law would even, Tabir, he was a master in this. And he even used to say that people, because when you think of something, I think of something all day, that's what I'm going to see in my dreams. So it doesn't, sometimes you will get a dream. Now, so what is istikhara? So how long do you do it for? Some say, 7 days, this and that. It's nothing in the hadith. How much do you do it for? If you do something once with ikhlas, straight away Allah. So now you wake up and you feel that this is good. Bismillah, you go towards it. You start doing towards it. Bismillah, you start it. So you start, okay, go see the girl or the boy, whatever, meet the both families, or go to the dealership to buy the car. Halal, not haram, not interest. But you're doing istikhara about a car. I'm just giving an example, right? So what you want to do istikhara about? Journey. I want to make a journey to so-and-so for business, for your business. So you're doing istikhara, go towards it. So when you wake up in the morning, you feel totally negative, that's your istikhara. No, you're not going to do it. You feel totally positive, you're cool. You're in the middle, 90%, you're in the middle. What happens? You're in the middle. Do I do it or do I do not do it? That's 90%. Unless Allah shows you a straight dream concerning your istikhara without any interpretation. Or you can understand the dream so good, or you go to Shaykh Maulana in the morning and you say, this is the dream I saw and I was doing istikhara and he can interpret it. Sometimes you see straight the dream. Like you could see the dream, but dream is not the condition. So now people, this is so amazing istikhara is. Because now when you wake up, either you have three feelings, you're totally positive, you're going to go for it. You're totally negative. You woke up and something in your heart strongly felt, no, this boy is not right for my daughter. Khalas. Or you're in doubt, 90% you're in doubt. Yes or no, that's what usually happens. And you didn't see any dream too straight. And you're not supposed, dream, it doesn't say it. So didn't say you're going to see a dream. Somebody's going to tell you that. He didn't say all that. Now what you do is you're both, Bismillah, start moving forward for it. The result of your istikhara is Allah will not enable you to fulfill it. Allah will stop you. Allah will stop you. Huh? How long do you do istikhara for? My father-in-law used to say, Qutub al-Aqtab, Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakari used to do istikhara for 6-7 months. Land in Medina, when do I go back to India? In India, when I go back to Medina, because the final call was for him to die in Medina. So it's every time when he used to, you know, go to India, he'd do mashura with the great muftis and ulama, and you know that so and so saw this dream and this that. So he said, my final call that I'm going to die in Medina. Do I go or not? But then Rasulullah, many, what it is that a person does this. I do istikhara for months and months too, just about little issues. Right now, I'll be doing istikhara every day about one thing. Understand? A person does istikhara. You can do it every day. So say, until your son or daughter gets married, you can do istikhara until then. And you know what? I'll tell you something. Today, people feel so upset about matters in their life. Yeah? People feel so upset about matters. Oh, I wish I did this. Oh, why did I do this? When you do istikhara, when you done istikhara, what happened is, so this girl, or for your daughter, this boy, you're going for it. Very good boy, everything, and your heart, everything. But it didn't work out. What happens is you feel upset. And then, question on taqdeer. When you done istikhara, you will feel, this is my istikhara. This is why Allah stopped me. This is why Allah did not let this go ahead. Allah did not let this go ahead because it wasn't good for our family. Understand? This is istikhara. This is such a powerful thing. Hadith of Bukhari Muslim, the Sahaba said, Rasulullah, this is the way he taught us istikhara. Imagine we have this. We have this. We don't use all these. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Du'a is a silah, weapon of a believer. We have all these things from Quran and Hadith. Such lovely things. So you never go wrong in istikhara. So you do mashura from human, and then istikhara, you do khair talab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a matter, and you can do it for it. Is there any surah to be read? Or is there any ayats to be read in the Quran? No, there is from the Salaf. وَرَبُّكُ يَخْلَقُ مَا يَشَّاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى يَشْكُرُ. In the first rakat, in the second rakat, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا مُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَ. خَيْرَ here, وَيَخْتَارُ. خَيْرَ يَخْتَارُ is there. That's why. And some say we call Yahu Kafirun, call Allah. In these two ayats, that's all from the Salaf. Salaf say, you know, but that's not in the Hadith. That's not in the Hadith. So you could read any surah, two rakats in the dua. And how do you do the dua? You, nowadays, you have your language that you're comfortable in, Urdu, Gujarati, English, Tamil, Arabic. Well, Arabic, alhamdulillah. But if you're not, then you after the salah, read the dua like this. Take a photo, if you don't think, you just take a get in the office, get a photocopy of this, and read it, and do this. You know, people, they say, Sheikh, you do istikhara. You could tell others to do istikhara with you. But the biggest sahib-e-mamala, the person whose concerns, he has to do istikhara. You have to do istikhara. Your daughter has to do istikhara. The father does istikhara. Maybe the brothers and sisters of the sister that's getting married, they're all doing istikhara. What's this? Sheikh, Imam, you go. Rasulullah, the Sahabas would have said, Rasulullah, you do istikhara for us. Do istikhara for us. You understand what I'm saying? The Sahaba would have said to Rasulullah, do istikhara. The Rasulullah said, come to me when you want to think. He would have said, I'll do istikhara for you. No, there was not like that. You do it yourself. People, nobody wants to do anything. Understand that? When Allah has given us all this, use it. In your life, you will see how beneficial we have deen and this and that. See, don't get scared. Dua is long. And when you don't know Arabic, you're 60, 70 years old, how am I going to learn this? Yeah? That's the first thing that happened. How am I going to learn this? Yeah, how am I going to learn this dua? It doesn't say you have to read it off by heart. We don't have strong memories nowadays. Yeah, you just have a photocopy. I said the language you're comfortable with. Now you have everything. You have in Gujarati, you have in Urdu, you have in the language that you're comfortable. You can read in that language. You say you can't even read the Arabic. Even read it in the language translation that you know. Because the purpose, وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ هَذَا مَخَيْرٌ لِفِي دِينِ وَعَشَرُ اللَّهِ وَيَسْلِمُ الْمَكَى وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ هَذَا مَشَرُّ لِفِي دِينِ فَاسْتِي فُؤَنِّي turn it away from me, turn that away from me. You're thinking of the Imam, subhanAllah. Very powerful what you're saying. And that's istikhara. So many times people come to me and tell me, I go, you know, istikhara, everybody's going to get a dream. And my sheikh used to say, what you think of in the daytime, that's what you usually see in dreams. All day you thought of cars, you're going to see cars in your dream. You know, that's many times that happens to us. So, but yeah, alhamdulillah, some people do straight. Some people see straight dreams. That straight in the dream, you know, they see the result of the istikhara. And they're told yes, no, whatever. That could happen, but it's not in the hadith. So when Rasulullah has taught us something, then you take exactly what Rasulullah taught us, and there, whatever our salaf and they, that's all beautiful. You know, meaning, alhamdulillah, you don't even, because the Salaf, they knew the Quran and Hadith better than we did, and they were active around more, they had more taqwa and everything. But Rasulullah told us that this is it. And how long do you do it for? It doesn't say how long you do it for. Just one day. And now say you go into a store and you want to buy something. Now you can't read two rakats in the store. Allahumma khalli waqtirli, Allahumma khalli waqtirli, Allahumma khalli waqtirli, Allahumma khalli waqtirli. That's a small istikhara. Dua, just, you're just making dua. Allah, make it good for me if it's by it or not by it. Then by the time you go to stop, you forgot, and then when you got out, oh, I forgot that. Oh, well, that's why I forgot it, because I said to Allah, if it's good for me, if it's bad for me. Allah said, no, it's not good, that's why I forgot it. Go home, chill. That's it. See, istikhara is so beneficial. People today, the biggest thing is we are raditu billahi rabba wa muhammadin rasulullah islami deena. We talk about this. Be happy with Allah, be happy with Allah. We're always upset. And this is why people get in depression. Taqdeer, taqdeer, taqdeer. Everybody, all of us, Allah, make my iman strong, Allah, make your iman strong. But when you're doing istikhara, you feel happy on whatever the situation is. You think, alhamdulillah, this is why we did not marry so-and-so. This is why this happened. Everything do istikhara. The way Rasulullah taught us, every single thing in your life that is important. Now, istikhara for Hajj. So they say you don't do istikhara for Hajj. For Hajj, when it's Faraz especially, you don't do istikhara that do I go for Hajj or not. You have to go for Hajj. What airlines do I take? What route do I take? You can do istikhara like that. So istikhara, you can do everything, inshallah. Everybody, Allah enable us to use this. Allah give it to us, inshallah. SubhanAllah.